from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. How do we work together?
California's best interest.
Huge decisions.
Spending.
Foster care.
Public education.
Social security.
Healthcare.
What's government?
What's government?
Government
for?
What's government for?
Time now for the next part of our election series, What's Government For? The June primary is providing a rare sight in California, congressional elections that are actually competitive. Gone is the status quo for incumbents thanks to new districts drawn by a citizens panel and the new top two primary system. California's senior congressmember Pete Stark has served 40 years representing parts of the East Bay and the suburbs. KQED's Cy Musica reports Stark is vulnerable now for the first time in decades.
Pete Stark works hard, he says, to take care of his district. Just ask him about his accomplishments.
It's just been a historic record of bringing great advantages to the East Bay.
Billions of dollars in stimulus funds, for example. And Stark says he helped draft and pass Obama's health care measure using his clout as a senior member of a health care subcommittee. And what can constituents expect if he's reelected?
To my continuing to protect Medicare and Social Security from the Republican onslaught, which wants to turn it into a voucher system.
That performance and agenda have guaranteed Stark re-election by big margins for nearly all his 40 years in office. He's rated among the most liberal members of Congress, a good fit for his current East Bay district. But Stark has a new district with more moderate voters. It stretches from Castro Valley and Hayward east to Pleasanton and Livermore. And another more moderate Democrat is challenging him.
I know this area well, but more than anything, today our United States Congress is an absolute mess, and it is in dire, dire need of some new energy and ideas.
That's Alameda County Prosecutor and first-term Dublin City Councilman Eric Swalwell. He was speaking at a Castro Valley gathering a few days ago. Swalwell is 31, and he plays up his youth, stealing a page from Stark's own political debut. Back in 1972, Stark challenged and beat an elderly incumbent. Now, Swalwell criticizes the 80-year-old congressman for making too few visits to the district.
If you do not stay rooted to your community, you can become out of touch, out of step, and in Congressman Stark's case, out of sight.
And Swalwell's message hits home with this small Castro Valley group. Carrie Sanchez-Para nibbles on pastries after the speech. She works for the Castro Valley Unified School District, and she's voted for Stark in the past.
I would like to see him and go past the June 5th primary, maybe vet him a little bit more, get some more of his ideas. Definitely, I would throw my support behind Eric Swalwell.
And unlike past years, the top two vote-getters go on to the November election, even if they're both Democrats. Stark has another challenger this year, business consultant Chris Perea, an independent with a libertarian streak. But it's Swalwell who's running a well-financed campaign and out daily walking precincts. Still, Swalwell might be just another political footnote, but for Stark's missteps earlier this spring. During a debate, he falsely accused Swalwell of taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from East Bay developers.
If I were a lawyer, I'd call that bribery, but I'm not a lawyer, so I'll let Mr. Swalwell define what he thinks taking all this money from people that he gave special zoning privileges to.
Swalwell denied the accusations, and Stark later apologized. Then Stark accused a conservative newspaper columnist of contributing money to Swalwell and had to apologize again.
Stark has always been one of these fellows on the edge. Just a little abrasive for some, a little cocky for some.
Larry Gersten teaches political science at San Jose State University. Gersten thinks the gaffes, the absence from the district, and the new, more moderate voters he'll face are all conspiring against Stark.
And suddenly this person who's been an icon, he has been there on every social issue that Democrats would ever want. All that glorious past is no longer as important given all these other things that have come into play.
Stark's campaign may be trying to limit the damage. He recently turned down two debate invitations. But his years in office means Stark doesn't have to campaign much for a decent showing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve Goldman lives in Newark in both Stark's old and new district. Goldman recently had a problem qualifying for Social Security disability when a friend suggested he email his congressman.
A day later, his staff called me up and said, "Mr. Stark read your email and is outraged." I was shocked. I didn't expect anybody to call me back that soon. And they said, we're going to fight for you.
And Stark's staff succeeded. Goldman says it sounds corny, but that quick help restored his faith in politicians.
I'm definitely going to go out of my way to vote for Congressman Stark. Absolutely.
So Stark's rivals shouldn't underestimate 40 years of name recognition and constituent services. But the top two primary will likely give Swalwell another crack at Stark in November. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED News.